life is horrible. One's terror mounts, but elsewhere. One has the feeling he's haunted by an inefficient spirit. I remember how, as kids, we would starve every time Father refused to pay the extravagant monthly bills. Mother would knock him to the floor, run up and down the length of him, slam the trapdoor on his head, tap dance on his neck until his temper cooled. Sometimes he passed out for days on end. Against all evidence, Mother believed he was sleeping it off. Surely a tree. Surely a tree can pine for another. That's how life is. Stuffed grape leaves abiding in contentment. Alongside kin, even after five sleepless nights, during which one wonders serially about druids in druidical robes, their craggy, wilted faces covered with a curiously mossy down, offensive to modern sensibilities. Larry lives in a giant's pocket. He's hiding out from the revenuers, neglecting to have paid his Lucille duty. Lucille, his hot, juicy housekeeper, and her string of suspiciously humid plantains, looking for all the world like Groomwurst. She's what we call an absentee plantainer. It's actually Helmut who explains this out of the side of his mouth, much as a jogger stretches his tendons. In the sitting room where starched guests are watching Father, who's regained consciousness, sitting astride his blue ribbon gelding. A haze rises over Father's militantly erect person, which lapses into sleep and falls off the mount. Now, I shall never tire of boring holes in the underside of Father's sojourn bedding and blowing the eider down to the ponder pond where it settles on the shapely leaves. Not to spoil the bedding, you understand. Nor need I add to discomfort Father. He's so out of it, I could substitute spikes.